Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody say. I hope everybody's doing well wherever you are. How's 2019 going for you? This one is an album review. Let's see, who do we have today? Well, I guess what album do we have today to review? This time we are taking it to Botswana.
Let's talk music with MJ.
Album review.
First thoughts.
Lorraine Lionheart is one of the most visible and decorated artists in the Botswana diaspora community. She is a musical ambassador for the country and represents them at various like trade shows and stuff, and has had honors such as performing privately for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. She dropped a new double album in August 2018, which I had been anticipating for the greater part of the year. And the first half is titled 212, and the second one is called The Full Moon.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
212 opens up with a very catchy Love Me Crazy, which fleets between a chilled, mellow, inviting vibe and a dancey, kind of fast-paced beat. It has a very impressive guitar lead that kicks in around the turn-off minute mark. And this is a dance vibe with a Euro feel compared to the rest of the album. Not quite what I was expecting from Lorraine Lionheart, but in fact, Love Me Crazy is kind of deceptively different from the rest of the double album, and might take one thinking that it offers that kind of a sound, but no. That's not even the sound that dominates throughout the album. When I go to the Full Moon side of this double album, it opens up with Afrocentric sounding Follow the Sign, which has an African kind of drum going, and Lorraine Lionheart basically says, if there's something calling you, don't be scared about what anyone will say. Follow the sign. I guess like the three wise men followed the star in the Bible, maybe? Yeah, that kind of thing. I do have to say, on the 212 side, the title track is one of my absolute favorites from this offering. Lorraine Lionheart had sent the song to me a few months back, and so I had rinsed the hell out of it by the time of doing this album review. I believe the way Lorraine Lionheart sang this song is her most comfortable and, dare I say, and I know she will listen to this, seductive best. the way she carries the chords is exactly what caught my attention over a year ago when I was introduced to her music. She has her own sort of unique style, and she doesn't try to sing in a Western way like many young African artists who imitate their favorite singers from overseas. My Melons is among the songs I played on the Motomoto podcast, which is a very, very, very suggestive song about, well, melons. There's not much I can say, but Lorraine Lionheart tells us how sweet and juicy her melons are, and they are all-season melons. I don't know what to say. maybe I should invite Lorraine Lionheart back on the show so that she can explain this song to us. But anyway, Papi was one of the standout tracks on 212 for me, with yet another infectiously addictive guitar, and it leans to a very Caribbean Posada style music with undeniable Tswana influences, I guess, through the lyrics and stuff. But yeah, good song. Use Me is a track that also surprised me a little, as it takes a bit of a gospel approach, but it's definitely one of the high points of this double album, and this one is on the Full Moon side of things.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
In terms of clarity and technical superiority, I think Dreams was hands down the best song on there. it had a live kind of sound to the beat, but it was measured enough to just boss its standing compared to the other tracks on the double album. I think one thing Lorraine Lionheart deserves far more credit for is her songwriting ability. Throughout this double album, I kind of found myself appreciating that particular skill set on songs like Push Me, Vitamin U, which are really more about that songwriting more than anything. It was great that she had collabos with some seasoned artists as well, such as YQ and also Zambia's Mumbayachi. I could say the final master of the whole project could use a bit of work, nothing too significant, if I should say. I find many projects fall short when it comes to tying the final product together, but this also requires a very good budget, which many independent artists like Lorraine Lionheart may not necessarily have all the time. I mean, vocally, Lorraine Lionheart does a brilliant job of anticipating her range. Her style of singing is very different, like I said before, and very close to home for most Southern Africans. So we probably would understand it far more than the rest of the world at first listening. Lorraine Lionheart might not be an Adele, but her music is still well done and unique enough to continue gaining her fans and actually setting her apart from pretty much any artist that I know.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I would describe 212 as very Afrocentric, with many styles of music and languages. 212 is the sexy, seductive, and playful twin, and the full moon part of this double album is the prude, very grounded, philosophical, and measured. The crux of both albums is completely different, so comparing them is like comparing apples to oranges. It just won't work. Lorraine Lionheart's music is far more mature than you think. This is grown folk stuff across the spectrum, from the sexy stuff through to the deep stuff. Like, you have to be, I guess, a certain age or maturity level to kind of appreciate it. It's really hard to imagine how any artist other than Lorraine Lionheart could do something like this, serving two completely different markets with one double album. I'd love to see more music videos from her, especially seeing this album was released only in August 2018. Some songs on the album that have videos already are Kekena Pepe, Kuma, Jombole, Vitamin U, which are the older singles on this album from the last 1 to 2 years. Throughout this double album, I got the sense of a woman very confident in her own skin and willing to explore the depths of the unknown through her music. She expresses so many thoughts concerning different topics, including love, sexuality, success, religion, happiness. I mean, there's a lot of it. Musically, Lorraine Lionheart is also one of the most vivid and expressive African artists I have come across on the continent. The album itself has heavy guitar influences throughout, which tap into the Southern African pentatonic rhythms that are pretty fast paced, especially for bass, and stuff I absolutely love and appreciate. Not many people realize that Southern Africa has some of the best guitarists in the world, so that's an undiscovered treasure if you want to go down that rabbit hole. What I could say is there's something for everyone on this album, and it really captures the essence of Africa in so many ways. Yeah, get yourself a copy and be prepared to listen to something different. This album, this double album, which is 212 and The Full Moon by Lorraine Lionheart, is available on most streaming platforms, and her website is lorrainelionheart.com. Check out Botswana. What's up? Thanks for joining me on this album review. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I'll catch you on the next show.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.